Okay, so we've got this broad here who claims to be almost 42, so 41. Don't know why she's telling us she's almost 42. I guess she wants us to believe she's more of an authority than she actually is. So, you know, hey, I'm older, so I know more. I'm wiser, you know, I'm almost 42. And she doesn't look bad for 42. Though, oddly, those glasses help. Because I saw her in some of the videos without those glasses, and she doesn't look nearly as good. I guess the glasses help hide some of the crow's feet and such, but she got a decent rack. Some of the later videos I saw her, other videos, didn't look nearly as big. So maybe that's a padded bra or something, or that's a Wonder bra. I don't know. But this chick is essentially telling some broads who are half her age what they need to do to ensure happiness in their future. This 42-year-old divorcee. And I'll give it to her. She looks pretty good for 42. Now, the rest of her looks as good as what I'm seeing here. I'd hit it, but I'd also quit it. And since at my age, I don't hit and quit anymore, even if I'm presented with the opportunity, because it's just too much of a pain in the butt. When I say hit and quit, maybe 20 years ago, but not now. Women are too big a pain in the butt. And believe me, the memories are not good. Hit it, quit it, I'm talking about insofar as is she good enough? If you were the type of person who hit it and quit it, would you hit it and then quit it? Yeah. Yeah. She's good enough looking for that, if that's your thing. It's not my thing. And it really shouldn't be your thing if you yourself are also looking for happiness, a fulfillment, a purpose in life. But a lot of guys are still into that, and sure, I'm complimenting the woman essentially. For 42, she's hittable. If that's your thing. But personality-wise? But anyway, before I get into this video, please like and subscribe to my channel. Hit that notification bell. I need more subscribers. I'm constantly bleeding them because my channel is heavily, heavily shadow banned by YouTube. Imagine that. Pro man, pro male, uses the MGTOW moniker, uses Red Pill. There were all these words without shame or concern or consideration for the consequences. Yeah, imagine that. I'm shadow banned. Unlike some who, you know, fake, faux, fraud creators who pretend to be something they're not. So they can reap all the benefits without actually having to have the courage of their supposed convictions, which they don't actually have. So like, subscribe, give me a thumbs up. Also consider checking out my GoFundMe. There's a link in the description. I could really use your help, your support. I recently suffered a near-death experience. Still recovering from it. So you can find out more at my GoFundMe. Any donation you can make would be greatly appreciated. It would really help. And it will actually go toward what I'm saying it will go toward. So go check that out. And on that note, let's jump into this chick's video where she's, as a divorced woman, a divorce that she, of course, initiated, is going to give advice. This is so odd to me. These people who are failed at relationships are essentially going out and telling other people how to succeed. How do they succeed in a relationship? Even though it didn't work for me. Or I think what she's trying to say is it did work for me. That's why I quit my relationship, you know? Because really, I don't care about succeeding in a relationship because that's not what my goal is. My goal is to be happy, right? And so this is what you need. This is what she's telling younger women what they need to do to be happy in or out of a relationship. And this is what you need to do to have happiness in a relationship, even though it didn't work for me. Okay. Let's listen, shall we? No, try not to look at her rack. I'm sure the reason she's wearing this very low-cut shirt is not because she wants men to watch this video. Oh, no.
Women in your 20s. Coming from a woman in her 40s.
And I'm sure she's not wearing those big giant glasses to make her face look smaller and to thereby try and make her look like she's younger, right? No. She's not trying to infantilize herself in any way for the pleasure and the engagement of the male audience. No. Of course not.
The best advice that I can give you is be so smart in picking your partner and be really... Picky's not even the right word. Just have...
But you weren't smart in picking your partner, going by your own logic, because you left him. He didn't measure up, right? So you weren't smart. Oh, so but I know from experience because I made the mistakes. And see, I've learned from those mistakes. So that's why you should listen to me, even though I failed. But you see, that's why you should listen to me, because I failed. You see, I failed, but I learned from that failure. So I'm really the perfect person to listen to. Don't you understand?
Really high standards, because I'm here to tell you, as a almost 42-year-old divorced single mom.
Yeah, she's a single mom too, so she's a real catch, right? Yeah. You need to have really high standards, ladies. You need to have really high standards. You need to have standards so high that you don't even get married in the first place. Because if you were this woman, if you'd had her standards when she was in her 20s, which is when I assume she got married, though I don't really know, whatever age she was, if she had had those standards then, she would have never married this guy in the first place, by implication, because she left him because she upped her game, upped her standards, felt he didn't meet them. So if she'd have had these standards, requirements 10, 15 years ago, she'd never be married to begin with. And neither will you if you take her advice.
Life gets really, really fucking hard. So if somebody can't be...
Well, it definitely gets hard if you divorce your husband and you make your life harder. No. Life doesn't have to get harder. It's supposed to get easier because you learn more. Not that it gets easier, but you get better at navigating it. The mountain doesn't get any smaller, but you get stronger, more skilled at climbing it and learning all the little tricks and where all the crevices are and the best, most efficient means of making said climb. And the more you do it, the more endurance you have. And so you get better at the game of life. Listen to her, you get worse. Really? No. You see, your life got harder, honey, because you divorced your husband. You put yourself in a precarious situation where you now only have a one-income household. Well, now you're taking probably alimony and child support from him. But even still, you don't have that other person there to shoulder the load, so you yourself made your life harder. But generally speaking, if you're doing life right, it gets easier. So what does that mean about you, honey? You're doing it wrong. But again, we should listen to her, right? Wrong.
Kind to you or respond to a text message when you're literally in your 20s and you have no responsibilities besides like work and feeding.
So these are her standards. So if a dude is not chasing you, if he is not on bended knee, if he is not, and by the way, if a guy is actually like that, if he is this into you, where he is constantly responding to your text immediately, chicks are going to think he's desperate. And they're going to discard him. So you're darned if you do, and darned if you don't. So if you follow this woman's advice, you're not going to want the guy regardless. Because he's going to come across as needy. And women hate that.
Yourself and going to the gym. If someone cannot show up for you at that stage in life, they sure as shit cannot show up for you when you are pregnant, when you have...
But you're a strong, independent woman. Who don't need no man? You need a man like a fish needs a bicycle, right? So why does he need to show up for you? You don't need a man to show up for you, right? You've got this girl, don't you? You've got your bag already, right? You've got this situation handled. You got it taken care of, don't you, sweetheart? With your big, giant Jackie O glasses. Those are bigger than Jackie O glasses. Good God, it's half her face. There's another red flag. Red flag number 857. Big, giant granny glasses, yo. Run. But what do you need a man to be there for, honey? Huh? I thought you don't need a man, you just want a man, right? So you don't need him to be there, right? So she's contradicting her whole ideology right there. If he's not there to be your backup, yeah, that's what we are to women, just, you know, safety net, right? Just in case things go wrong, you should have a man there, and if he's not there, well, then why have him there? Because you don't need him, even though I need him there.
Have a newborn, when you go through life stuff, when your parents age, like, be so smart in picking your partner and stop.
Because I wasn't, but you should listen to me.
Stop accepting mediocre behavior because.
What mediocre So not chasing after you and kissing your feet and pedestalizing you and spending all my attention and time and effort texting and keeping in touch and just kissing your butt. If I'm not doing all that, well, the rest of the stuff she's saying is uber vague.
Women are just, we are too good for that, and life gets...
Women are too good for that. So as a monolith, women are too good for men who are, for the most part, mediocre. Uh-huh. Could it be, honey, that the men you are choosing just don't kiss your butt because they're of higher value than you and they know it? I mean, ladies, this is the problem with your chase the top 5% of dudes, which is all you ladies are doing. That's why one dude did like 2 million swipes on Twitter and he got like one. This is crazy. I just read an article where some dude swiped on Twitter 2 million times and he got one match. And she was like a heifer. And he was better than her. And that was like the only match he got. Ladies, if you go after top tier dudes, you shouldn't be surprised that they're not immediately texting you back. Because they got options. Maybe if you want men to treat you better, maybe if you want men to prioritize you more, maybe if you want men who will do these things, put you higher up on their priority list, maybe you should choose dudes that are on your level. Of course, men who are on their level, they see as beneath them, and so they would never settle for that dude, even though later in life, they often have to settle for that dude, and then, of course, by then, they see themselves as settling for him, and then they resent the hell out of him, and then they divorce him. So again, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Unless, of course, you don't chase that top-tier dude in your 20s and get the false impression that you have a higher value than you do because, hey, Chad and Tyrone are banging me, which I falsely conflate with, being able to get commitment out of them as well, which I'm never able to do, yet somehow I think I can just because they, bedded me for one night. I think there's another video with this chick. Let's check that out as well. I need more laughs, and this isn't enough. Okay, here she is again with those same granny glasses and that same weird-looking coin necklace. Now here, her rack looks considerably smaller. Guess she's not wearing a push-up bra here, so she doesn't have nearly as big or nicer rack as we were led to believe. So, automatically just watching this, I give less veracity to anything she has to say. Or I should say that I care less. I care even less than before. Oh, the scenery isn't as good as before. That's why. She's still wearing the same granny glasses. She's wearing them up a little higher. I can see that she has a hooked nose now, so she doesn't look as attractive here. Maybe less filters, maybe less makeup. She's looking more her 42 years. So let's see what she has to say here. I think it's much the same as before, by the way.
And in your 20s, coming from a woman in her 40s, the most important decision you will make in your entire life, the thing that will affect every single thing in your life, the absolute most, hands down, it's not what career path you take. It's not where you live. It is
Well, if that's the fact, then why even have a career path? Why not just devote all your time and your attention to finding a good man, a good husband, and marrying him? And by the way, in addition, why pursue that career early on in your life to begin with, where all you have at that point is career, and then you're much more likely to end up exploring your options at a time when your S marketplace value is super, super high, and you've got all these dudes chasing you, so you think you have endless options, which is false, and then you just end up having all this fun, which ruins you for having a more fulfilling long-term relationship later on in life, because not only have you destroyed your ability to pair bond and erroneously convinced yourself that these dudes are on your level and that this is what you can get, and you just have to keep looking and keep searching and keep hunting among this top echelon of dudes, and you'll eventually find a dude that you want that you have essentially ginned up in your own head from all the best qualities of all the dudes you bang currently, but you've also created an unrealistic standard in your head, not only in regards to picking bits and pieces from all the dudes that you've been with up until you say hit a certain point where men stop paying attention to you, which is then when you start considering settling down because the validation and attention starts to dry up, And then you start to realize, oh, I got to kick into gear taking this stuff seriously because now my options are disappearing, even though those options never really existed to begin with, except for banging and clanging. But you also have now multiple points of comparison to dudes that many of whom are better than the guy you end up eventually settling with. So now you've got all these guys that you're comparing him to. So you're letting yourself down in terms of accruing this huge catalog of requirements that if a guy doesn't meet, he's automatically inferior and therefore you resent him. But you also now have points of comparison, many points, including points in regards to sexual activity, which is your drug of choice after, you know, chasing the dragon your entire 20s and maybe even your early 30s and, you know, having a feel-good time during your hedonistic life chasing Mr. Goodbar. And now, because you banged so many big black you-know-whats and big white ones as well, so many pleasurable schlongs, this average dude you ended up eventually getting with, who's actually on your level, doesn't really measure up. So you've ruined yourself, essentially. Oh.
Literally, your partner. The person that you...
Yeah, so my advice would be to eschew the career. Don't even do career. Ignore career. Find a good man and have kids early on when you're still fertile and you have your at the height of your sexual marketplace value. Then you're going to get the best guy possible. You haven't ruined yourself by creating all these points of comparison. You haven't destroyed your ability to pair bond, at least not entirely. And so you're much more likely to be happy with what you get. And by the way, you're much more likely to have a more realistic idea of what you can get because your ego hasn't been bloated by getting with all these hot guys, which most women falsely conflate with being able to get commitment as well, which they're never able to get. But they don't figure out that that's a false conflation, that just because they'll bang you, they'll also get with you long term. But anyway, this chick, you know, oh, this is just not the most important thing. All right. I would say it's not important at all. Not important at all. Or at least not at that point in your life. Why don't you wait? Instead of get this. Wait until you've had kids, raised kids, and then, once they're out of the house, or at least they're at that age where they're going to the indoctrination center known as the public school system, then you can get to your career. You can go to school part-time when the kids are at the school. You can take classes online. It might take you a little longer to get your degree or whatever it is you're pursuing. But hey, you got nothing but time. You're raising a family, which is really the most important thing. Notice she doesn't say that, by the way. Of course not. But no, that's what you ought to do. That's what's really the most important thing. All right?
You pick to spend the rest of your life with, whether you marry them or don't marry them, just spend your life with them. That person has the ability to affect everything in your life forever and all time.
Right. Don't you think men are thinking the exact same thing? And men have standards as well. Yeah, but I'm a feminist, so you see, I think that their standards are the same as my standards, even though it's not symmetrical across gender. Men care about all the same things I do, don't you know? Because it's all just a social construct. Okay.
So have high standards.
Yeah, or even if men do care about different things, that's just socialized. So we can also socialize and re-socialize men to care about the same things we care about. Because that serves us best, even though that will not work, because the things men actually care about are, you know, biologically driven via evolution. It's not a social construction, but it's convenient for you to believe that, sweetheart, but not really.
Pay attention to warning signs.
Give us those warning signs, please.
Love yourself enough to let go of someone.
I think you love yourself too much, honey. And by the way, if you're going to have a family and kids, it's not about you. So that's your problem. You care about yourself, love yourself too much. Once you have kids, it's not about you. It's about those kids and about that family.
It's not good for you. I made the...
It's not good for you. Who cares what's good for you? Once you have kids, what's good for you is irrelevant.
Wrong decision in my 20s, and that decision has affected me highly for a really long time.
Yeah, it couldn't be that you just got you know, ideologically programmed later on in life, watching videos like this on TikTok, and then you came to believe because other old bitter harpy broads who made the mistake of divorcing their husband and found out that that wouldn't bring them happiness or fulfillment either, instead of realizing they screwed up and taking accountability, instead preached to other women to do the same thing because misery loves company.
And so the one piece of advice I can give is choose wisely, take your time.
Doesn't choosing wisely imply that first you have to have wisdom? I would say that listening to you would be antithetical to that.
Know yourself, love and respect yourself enough to be able to walk away from something that is...
No. Love and respect. Notice she didn't get into any details about why her marriage didn't work out. So we can gather from that that he didn't really do anything all that bad, because if he did, she would have told us. Well, he was an evil, abusive tyrant, alcoholic, who verbally and physically abused me and the kiddies. Now, you know, if that had been the case, we'd have been hearing about it. No, I just wasn't fulfilled, you know? I wasn't fulfilled. And all these tiny little things, he didn't return my text messages. He didn't put me on a pedestal like, you know, I felt he should. Yeah, me, this decent-looking broad, even in my 40s. So we know that in her 20s, she was probably a real looker. And so, you know, she chose the right time to cash in her chips. She found herself a high-value dude. And being a high-value dude, he's not going to be a simp. And then she gets into her late 30s, early 40s. She's got all these TikTok videos telling her, hey, if he's not simping for you, if he's not doing this, that, and the other, you should leave him. You're not valuing yourself, loving yourself, respecting yourself enough if you're tolerating this, that, or the other, which is why I left my husband, and now I'm miserable. I am just so lonely and sad as I tell myself I'm happy. And I can't get any other man to get with me. And my little kid... Oh, now I have another kid who's a bastard, because I was banging and clanging around because that's what a bunch of TikTok, you know, spinsters told me would make me happy. And now, instead of accepting accountability that I screwed up and taking responsibility for that, I'm going to tell other women like this broad, don't tolerate him not putting you on a pedestal, even though you get with a dude in your 20s. And you're a good-looking broad. He's probably going to be a guy with at least potential, or she wouldn't get with him in the first place. And that potential, it pans out, he's probably not going to tolerate your crap. Oh, if he don't tolerate your crap, he doesn't appreciate you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you should listen to this broad. Oh, yeah. Okay, sweetheart. Oh, lovely. So, yeah, ladies, don't listen to this chick. I mean, unless you want to be single, miserable, and alone for the rest of your life. If you do want to listen to this broad, you're going to have countless men traipsing through your life, traipsing through your kids' life. I mean, unless they're already grown, of course. She says she's a single mother. Are those kids grown? She got with her husband in her 20s. Could be late 20s. Okay, so these kids could be in their early teens, or maybe not even. So you get to have countless dudes traipsing through who, just statistically speaking, are far more dangerous to them kids and to you than the hubby would be, because he has a vested interest in the safety and welfare of those kids because they're his, and in you because you're the mother of those kids. Meanwhile, these guys that you're having come through your life, literally come through your life, have no biogenetic attachment to them or through to you through them. And so these men are, what is it, like 39, 40 times more likely to abuse these kids than the hubby. So I'm exposing my kids to 4,000% more danger. I'm exposing myself to hundreds of percentile points more danger with these dudes. I'm wrecking my ability to ever pair bond again. I'm just damaging myself more and more because these dudes, if they are banging and clanging me, are probably out of my league in the first place. If I'm chasing after them, if I'm listening to TikTok bros like this chick with these wildly unrealistic standards, and I'm getting an ever greater level of animosity and hatred toward the opposite sex, which makes it that less likely that I'll ever get with anybody again. But this is good for you ladies. Oh yeah. You're going to die alone. Well, not alone. You have your cats and dogs, and they'll feast on your corpse. You know, until the, rotten smell of your decaying body alerts your neighbors to the fact that you've been festering in your apartment for about a month. And then when the rescuers come, the cops come, they kick in the door and find your corpse. At least your dogs and cats won't be dead because they've had your meat to sustain them. What a life! But anyway, let me know what you think of this chick in the comments section. Is she right? Should you have ridiculously high standards even when you're young? Should you also have them when you get older? And then that wakes you up to the fact that you can do better even though you really can't. Because sleeping with a dude that's better than you doesn't mean that he's going to commit to you. But should you listen to her or should you listen to me? I know which one I think you ought to listen to, but let me know what you think about who you ought to listen to. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Hit that notification bell. And if you would, please consider checking out my GoFundMe page. I could really use your help and your support. I'm going through some very dire financial times right now due to my health. So if you could find it in your heart to make a donation, I'd greatly appreciate it. You want to find out more about my situation, you'll find it at my GoFundMe page in the description. Anyhow, on that note, I'm out of here. I am the realist, also known as the MGTOW or realist philosopher, because if you're MGTOW, you're also a realist. I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.